Saint Philomena, pray for us sinners, pray for us sinners, pray for us sinners, pray for us sinners. Sorry. That's like a revamp of Thomas Lewis de Victoria's Ave Maria, which we'll play at the end of this episode. I used to sing the bass to that song, so I kind of sang the bass version, but saying, Saint Philomena, pray for us. We start with our patroness. Last week, we spoke about who is Mary, and we looked at Mary, her perpetual virginity. Now today, we look at imitating the virtues of Mary, and I'm going to be reading from The Mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Ágreda. Now, I'm going to be doing quite a lot of reading, and I'm going to be reading it quite quickly. So that means I'm prone to making many mistakes during the reading. But I found a chapter that speaks about how our Lord permitted the devil to tempt Our Lady. Let us remember, our Lord himself was tempted. Our Lord suspended Our Lady's supernatural gifts. Let us remember, naturally, Mary was perfect. But these supernatural gifts that Mary was given were suspended to add more merit to her victory against the infernal enemy. Now, this is from Volume 2 of The Mystical City of God, The Incarnation. There are parts where they speak of how the demons, they hold a meeting in hell in order to take counsel against Our Lady, how they can overcome her. Last week, we heard how certain mysteries were concealed, were hidden from the devil. So there was this abundance of grace that came upon the world during the incarnation, during the conception of our Lord. They didn't understand what happened, why they were thrown down. This grace that came upon the earth, and they didn't know who the mother of the Messiah was. Now, the devil tried to investigate all over the earth, trying to find out who the mother of the Savior could be. And he spoke to his legions about this woman who he never had victory over. Her virtues were eminent. But the fact that she was married cancelled her out, so she couldn't have been the mother of the Messiah, because she was married. And the devil knew that the Messiah had to be born of a virgin, because he knew the scriptures, Isaiah, the virgin will give birth. So you see how Our Lady's marriage to Saint Joseph has different reasons. One of them also was to conceal this mystery. So the devil thought she can't be the mother of the Messiah because she's married. However, he had such a fury against her. He wanted vengeance against her. And he also feared that she might be the mother of the mother who is going to be the Messiah, or the mother of a great prophet, because she was so virtuous. But he was angry, filled with hate towards her because they never had victory over her. And one day in hell, he had a council. This is according to Maria of Agreda, of how they can try to overcome her, which is impossible. So our Lord permitted this for our good. And just as our Lord, when he was tempted, gives us an example of how we can overcome temptations, let us look at Our Lady. If time permits me to read everything, how Our Lady practiced such eminent virtues. Now, this is from chapter 17. The Lord prepares Most Holy Mary to meet Lucifer in battle, and the dragon begins to persecute her. The Eternal Word, already made man in the womb of Mary the Virgin, and possessing her as his mother, was aware of the designs of Lucifer, not only through the uncreated knowledge of his Godhead, but also by the created knowledge of his humanity. He prepared the defense of his tabernacle, which was more estimable in his sight than all the rest of all the creatures, in order to clothe the invincible lady with new strength against the foolhardy daring of the treacherous dragon and his hosts, the most holy humanity of Christ rose up, as it were, in an attitude of defense in the virginal chamber of Mary in order to meet and offer battle to the Prince of Darkness. In this position, he prayed to the Father and asked him to renew his favors and graces in Mary in order that she might, with added strength, crush the head of the ancient serpent, that this woman might humiliate and overcome him, frustrate his designs and all his powers,